Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to, what I consider another session of sanity. Right here on the Genesis Communication Network, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to see what you're writing. You know, if you hop up to the website and you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved with smarter people than myself, I'm telling you, right in the chat room. They got a clue as to what's going on. I'm just a guy with a microphone and nothing to do. So I do appreciate you. All right, Mike Lindell. Let's give him a do. Mike Lindell, you can head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, and you will save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And I got to tell you guys, you know, seriously, here's product made in this country. Here's a guy who's fighting legal issues all across the country on your behalf. So can we do this? Can we support him? Let's stop supporting the Chinese who hate us. Let's stop supporting the product made. And I know some of you go, yeah, Joe, but it's so expensive. And this, well, where's your pain? What are you going to give up? You know, when and what are you going to give up to make a difference, to make things happen? So MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%. You'll be, look, he's marked the slippers down with the promo code down to like $30 or $35. If you're buying $12 slippers, they ain't going to last that long. My slippers, the same ones, I mean, I wear them everywhere. Well, no, I do not wear them to the restaurant. But I wear them all over the place, in the backyard, and to get the mail, wherever. And they're a couple of years old, and they're still in good shape. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, 30 to 70% is what you'll save. You'll be helping him keep Americans working in this country, paying for the causes that you are behind, that you are with, that you are part of. And I'm telling you, it'll work out for everybody. I guarantee. Remember the guy that, Earl Shive? I guarantee. All right? I guarantee it. All right. Back to California woes again. You know, you have businesses. Now, remember, Newsom is running around the country telling everybody how great, what the freedom like is here in California. He is a blatant liar. He's not giving you misinformation. He's lying to you. He knows what a crap hole he's turned this place into with the laws that he signed. I mean, seriously, it's craziness. And he would do the same thing in this country. I try to tell you guys that when you were voting for Biden. And you couldn't care less. So, you got another one now. Leaving San Francisco. I think they all should sue. I think they should sue the government there. You know, they're taking tax dollars. They're not giving them the protection they're paying for. Right? Now, lawlessness in San Francisco has prompted business owners and lifelong resident, well, one in particular, Tom Wong, to abandon the city and flee for the suburbs in hope of escaping all the chaos. Now, he told a local business show that he no longer recognizes the city he grew up in. It's in a downward spiral. It's left the youth hopeless. It's vengeful against locals. He said, I moved out to the suburbs because it's much safer, he explained. He went on to say, it's a more family-oriented environment. We look at each other. There's a sense of community here in San Francisco. We don't have that. We have lawlessness. We have youth without vision, without opportunity. They're taking it out on the residents of the local businesses. He's right. When the schools aren't teaching, when the kids aren't being educated, when they are hopeless because they're not going to be able to get a job anywhere because they can't even read, they can't add. California's gone from being one of the top five places for education in the country to like number 42. But you want to trust these people with the whole country. What is wrong with you? That's what I want to know. Wong said the Bay Area crime crisis affected his own private security firm tremendously. Before he left, he said he dealt with not only business break-in, but vehicle break-ins as well. He said they stole everything. You see, the police don't even come out for those anymore because they're not going to look for the perpetrator. They don't care. They don't have the resources. They don't have the money. They're not going to take the chance. He said they stole everything. They stole computers, tools we use to help board up businesses when they get their windows smashed out like ours were. We have cars that we use that were also smashed, and equipment was taken out, so we couldn't even go back out on patrol. We couldn't do any of our work. And the city was absolutely no help. Wong said even his personal vehicle was attacked on multiple occasions, particularly by youth who he said, you know, run in groups, carry guns, and threaten most people in town. Who do you blame? Now, the mayor, the city council, Wong responded, terrific. They don't do their jobs. They get their paychecks. They do nothing to help. But frankly, he said, as far as I'm concerned, the fault falls strictly on the mayor. She's a failed leader. She's driven out tech companies. Residents have moved out. Tech workers have moved out. He says it's a ghost town here now. And Whole Foods? Nowhere to be found. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I'm back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, just being engaged and being involved. You know, and the information you pick up here, God, run with it. Seriously, do something with it and run with it. There's again, there's so much happening. There's so much going on, it is almost impossible to keep up with. I mean, really. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Always send me an email, joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. And you know what? There is a lot going on up there, and you need to get information about it. And as I know, some of you go, you know, why do you keep putting yourself down like that? I'm not putting myself down. I'm telling you the truth. Just because I have the mic doesn't mean I've got all the, you know, I've got all the information. I'm reaching out for information just like you guys are. And I do it on a regular basis because, again, I need that information. I need it to step out on. I need it to give to you, to deal with you, to help you with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, here we go. All right. You realize we are now in June. And Independence Day is right around the corner. If you guys have been listening to me for any length of time, you know that one of my pet peeves is that we call it Independence Day. I mean, that we call it July 4th. Because July 4th is just a day, right? It doesn't really mean anything. At least I don't think it does. But when you call it Independence Day, when you really sit down and read through it and think about it, what it took to get there. Because even though some of us are feeling somewhat hopeless for this country right now, I'm going to go back and say it again. Our founding fathers, the guys who fought the Revolutionary War, knew they were up against the most powerful military on the planet. They knew exactly what they were up against. They also knew there was a very, without God's help, there was a very, very, very good, you know, that they're going to lose. Possibilities, just, they don't have it. They didn't have the military, they didn't have the Navy, they didn't have any of that. Now, some of you think that July 4th is the day it all got signed. In actuality, it's not the day it all got signed. Very few signatures happened on the 4th. But, and it wasn't the day that the Continental Congress actually decided to declare independence. They actually did that on July 2nd. Right? It wasn't the day that we started the American Revolution. I mean, if you go to YouTube and you play clips from Mark Dice, you just want to slam your head against them. It's like, what are we paying public education for? It wasn't the day that Thomas Jefferson wrote the first draft of the Declaration of Independence. He actually wrote it in June. Or even the date that the Declaration was delivered. Now, I'm going to do this again. But I want you guys to be aware. So when you start talking about it, call it Independence Day. Don't call it July 4th. We have a June 4th. We have a July 4th. We have a July 5th. We have a July. What makes July 4th special? The Declaration was delivered to Great Britain in November of 1776. That was it was actually signed on August 2nd. And there are articles out there, I should post one, about how that day went down as they signed that. All of them. And you read the journal entries from the day. How there really wasn't, I mean, there really wasn't a word spoken until, God, probably a third of the way through. Now, the Continental Congress approved the final wording of the Declaration on July 4th. They were working on it for a couple days. After that draft on July 2nd, they had a bunch of edits they wanted to make on minor stuff, but edits nonetheless. But somehow July 4th became the date that was included on the Declaration of Independence. You know, all that fancy handwriting. Ones that most kids probably can't read at all now. The original copy is now displayed at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. It's also the date it was printed on the Dunlap broadsides, the original printed copies of the Declaration, they were circulated throughout the New Nation. Oh, yeah, they were printing tons of these. You know, you realize that the nation was divided on whether to become independent or not. Again, doing your homework. The main reason that we split for Britain was not just because of taxation without representation. Right? Now, in contrast, we celebrate Constitution Day on September 17th. It was actually the day the Constitution was signed. Right? If we follow the same approach to the Declaration, we'd be celebrating Independence Day in August. Right? Anyway, the celebration of the day, though, there's so much more to what went down. Right? For the first 20 years, really wasn't celebrated at all. By the 1790s, there were bitter conflicts. The Declaration became controversial all of a sudden. One party, the Democrat Republicans, admired Jefferson and the Declaration. But the other party, the Federalists, thought the Declaration was too French, too anti-British. In 1817, John Adams complained in a letter that America seemed uninterested in its past. So when you go through this stuff, you need to understand where they were coming from. Now, I will tell you one of the things that bothers me in some of the articles that I read. Celebrations of the 4th of July became more common as the years went on. In 1870, almost 100 years later, after the Declaration was written, Congress first declared July 4th to be the national holiday. Right? But here's the difference. Long before that, oh, there's the music. There were a few of our founding fathers that wanted that day as a dedication to God for what he had delivered to them. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The victims of a private jet that crashed in Virginia Sunday were residents of New York. Adina Azarian, her 2-year-old daughter, her nanny, and the pilot were killed in the crash, while Azarian's neighbor in East Hampton remembers her well.
Very sweet. Always stop, say hello, and, you know, I'd pet the dog who'd come running.
The FAA says the small plane flew into unauthorized airspace and crashed in the mountains of Virginia. Oregon's Attorney General and State Treasurer are investigating the Fox Board of Directors for potential breach of fiduciary duty. Under the Dominion settlement, Fox paid $787 million over the networks. This investigation will determine whether Fox heads Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, along with other members of the board, could be held accountable in the situation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time. You know, appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, converse with me. If you head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, you can, it's real simple. I mean, we've got a live chat room going on there. You can watch live. You can listen live there. A lot happening. Read the news stories that have been posted. Like I said, you know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, with me in particular. And feel free to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. All right. Back to some of my favorite stories. I don't know if they're my favorite stories, but they are the stories that are there. If you just joined us, you know, in the first hour, I was talking about some of the things. You know, if you want to talk about losing your country and seeing what's happening, you have to look and you have to decide, what are we teaching our youth? You know, Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini knew if you got the kids, if you got the young kids, you had the nation. It was that simple. When you think of the young men that we raise, young men and women, yeah, I know, some of you freak out, but anyway, when you think of the young people that we were raising and have raised over the generations, we will never, unless we change ourselves, we will never see those with the like of the greatest generation again. We're not raising selfless kids. Yeah, you know, the news has the stories. They truly are the exception. They are not the norm. Tomorrow's D-Day. And for those of you who don't know what D-Day is, maybe you're too young, I don't know. I think, what is it, 75th, 76th anniversary? Go check it out. Read the stories. Watch what happened. You don't have to watch some crazy long movie, but really do some of your own research. The beaches of Normandy, they were the landing operations that were associated with airborne operations, and it happened on June 6, 1944. You'll hear it called as the Allied Invasion of Normandy, or Operation Overlord during World War II. Now, it was the largest seaborne invasion in history at the time. Probably still. When you think of the people, now back then, they needed us in that conflict. They needed us to, we wouldn't engage at first. We were trying to stay away from it, trying to stay out of it, which was ridiculous. And the Japanese, for all intents and purposes, drew us into it. And they knew, you know, I mean, when you think about, again, they knew that if they drew America into this, that they could win the war. That's how much they revered us. Our military might. Our passion for freedom. Churchill was elated. Not that we lost thousands of people at the Pearl Harbor bombing, but the fact that we were now going to engage. Right? Victory was on its way. Now, that day ended with heavy casualties, by the way. More than 9,000 Allied soldiers were killed or wounded. That was just within the first 24 hours. But D-Day is considered by most the successful beginning of the end of Hitler's tyranny. He sent the Germans running home. Many of those men were told, no, not men and women that day, men, boys. Many of them were told, you ain't coming back. Chances of you coming back from this are not good, gentlemen. But we need this. We need to beat Hitler. You know how important this is. And they willingly went. Remember, it was, you know, those guys volunteered. You couldn't get into those buildings. Why would they care? Happened over there in Hawaii. Not a big deal. No. They attacked us. And the young men that went out to fight knew what that meant as a whole. They had the guts, they had the spine, they had the wherewithal to say, look, I'm willing to give my life if it saves tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of others. How many do we have willing to do that today? No, really. I don't know if we have the stomach for it. I don't know if we have the young people that could do this. Talk to your nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, whatever. And part of the reason we don't have them today is really simple. We teach them to be selfish. It's about you. What are you going to get out of the deal? Yeah, I know. Somebody can say, no, that's not true. We teach them to help others and do others. And no. No, that's nice conversation. You don't really mean it. Most of you who try to say we're all inclusive want nothing to do with Christians. Nothing to do with white men. That's supremacy right there because you're white. You're full of garbage. You're not being honest, and you're not being true. So we're teaching our kids to be selfish. We're teaching them to hate this country. This country's never done anything good. Hates the black community. Not true. Think about how far, and it's not just the black community. The Italians, the Irish, the Asian. A whole list of peoples that were put down, put in internment camps, all kinds of things that were done wrong to these people. Advertisements that said the Irish and Italian need not apply. It's wrong. It was dead wrong. But you want to go back to the days when a black person couldn't use the same water cooler as a white person? If a black person's water cooler was broken, they couldn't touch a white person. in the days when if a black man was walking on the sidewalk and white people were coming his way, he had to move to the other side? Is that where we are today? Because I don't see that anywhere. But I keep being told, constantly told how bad we are. Constantly told how bad it is for the black community. Tim Scott was talking today on The View. A bunch of boneheads who have no idea. See, he's a black man that's a senator. Therefore, he's the exception. And he ran down, you know, I wish somebody would do that for me someday. Run down the list of black mayors, black governors, black police chiefs, black attorney generals. This is not 1950 anymore. Not 1870. Not 1902. This is ridiculous because systemic racism, as Zoe says, is kept alive by one party and one party only. The party who believes that the black community can't make it without your help, without their help, actually. They can't find attorneys to start their businesses. They can't find CPAs to start their businesses. They can't find city halls to get their driver's license or an ID card. That's what they think of you. And they paint a picture that we want to leave you floundering on your own. No. There are so many successful black businesses. Black Wall Street before, yeah, truly, a bunch of white supremacists basically burnt the place down because they saw how successful they were being. Proves that the black community can be successful if you stay out of their way. Stop telling them that they can't make it without the white man's help. They can't make it without the government's help. That's what keeps them down. Not to the level of the black community, but I remember government in Boston telling me because I was from an immigrant family, there was really nothing for me. I could get a job with the state or the city, you know, fixing sewer covers or whatever it was. That was going to be the best I could do. Well, didn't work for the city, didn't work for the state. And guess what? I got out of there. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, seriously. You know, I just so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And you do that by engaging. Right? You do that by getting involved. I prefer it be my show, but obviously, if you're listening to somebody else's show, you're getting fed, you have a clue to what's going on, I'm good with that too. So make a difference, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, back at it again. There's so much I want to get to. I know I'm not going to get there, but I'm going to try anyway. Let's just hit somebody's really crazy. Radical Democrat Katie Hobbs, now she's allowing pornography to be filmed in Arizona's K-12 public school classrooms. These people, they are extremely mentally ill. And some of you, you know, I've met some of you who think, you know, right-wing conservatives, who think you're going to make nice with them. You won't. They're evil. Look, I've come to the conclusion. I've seen it. They've been part of it with me. Okay? I've come to the conclusion. I'm not going to let those people, whatever, even make a little crack in my armor to try to get in to find out what's going on. I'm not doing it because they don't care. No 12-year-old child should ever have to worry that their middle school desk was the location of a porn shoot, don't you think? Well, Hobbs, right, what she's doing right now, may make that happen. SB 1696 in Arizona passed through the House and the Senate with Republican support. Republican support. I want to make sure you hear that. With Republican support, right? Radical left Democrats predictably voted against this measure. You know, because everybody blames it on Republican, whatever. That's why I say you got to do your homework. Last November, a teacher was caught filming porn in her 8th grade classroom. She shared it on the social media platform OnlyFans. Right? Now, a teacher at Thunderbolt Middle School is reportedly caught in the scandal. One that's horrifying. Now, think about this. The mother saw the desk and knew what it was. She was having sex on her daughter's desk. Right? She doesn't know. Mom doesn't know how the desk was cleaned or not cleaned afterward. Now, the teacher has an online account where students found her pornographic content, and it's obviously filmed in her classroom. Now, she was sharing these links to her sex site on her social media accounts, which are public. Children who follow her and know her, 8th grade, bear that in mind, 8th grade, were able to hop on those sites, take a look at what she was doing. Now, Lake Havasu Unified School District said in a statement, "It has come to our attention that, students have been airdropping explicit material. The images did not happen during the school day, and the person depicted no longer works for the district. Please remove all images from your child's phone. Talk with them." How did they get on there? How did you not know they were on there? Are your kids the inmates running the asylum? Now, Hobbs vetoed the bill banning porn shoots in classrooms. What could possibly be her reasoning for that? Anybody? You know, maybe I'm just too old-fashioned and too old fuddy-duddy to figure it out. I'm willing to accept that. She shoots in the classroom, right, calling it a poor measure to address those concerns. She claims it serves as little more than a thinly veiled effort to ban books. Right. State Senator Jake Hoffman released the following statement calling Hobbs' action just sickening, totally sickening. His statement with Senator Jake Hoffman is calling out Governor Hobbs for her outrageous veto of a bill that would have made it a crime to film pornography in any building funded by taxpayer dollars, including the classroom. How does that ban books? 7 months ago, local media reported two teachers in Mojave County were fired after the student and parents found easily accessible pornographic material posted online. Right? Made by the two teachers in a classroom. Unreal. Now, currently, not illegal in the state. Go ahead, let that sit in for a minute. It's not illegal in the state for somebody to shoot, you know, pornographic scenes in your child's classroom, on your child's desk, maybe a couple of desks, I don't know. How'd that make you feel? What'd that make you think? See, we should have been worried. We shouldn't have to worry or think about these things when you send your kids to school or to a public school even. You know, some of you go, yeah, sure, whatever. No, you really shouldn't. We didn't have to worry about that. Look at these kind of incidents, if you would, were far and few between. Social media garbage, far and few between. SB 1696, which is sexually explicit materials governing government and prohibition, would have prohibited government property from being used as a site to film, facilitate sexually explicit action, would have established a violation as a Class 5 felony. Again, what does this have to do with books? She said it was nothing more than a law that was trying to ban books. Right? She's spotlighting... Now, Hobbs is doing a great job at spotlighting Democrats, their far-left extreme-ism, by vetoing this bill. The bill was intended to protect our children. She doesn't seem to care. None of them do. Look, I know we have Republicans go along with this, but let's just be honest with this. It's so far and few between. It's an 80-20 split. The Dems work overtime at putting this stuff in with help from about 20% of the Republicans. They need to get stronger. They need to get louder. Need not to stop. That simple. Schools should be safe spaces for all kids to learn, to understand. They're not venues for sexually explicit, adult films, adult entertainment. You know, these books that they claim that we want banned. First of all, your son or daughter got a smartphone. They are not banned. You can get them in your smartphone. You can get them at the local library. But books about how to have oral sex, you know, man-on-man oral sex, man-on-female oral, whatever, do not belong in a high school library. First of all, if you think they are, you don't know how, yeah, good news for you. Secondly, it's not our job to teach them how to do it safely. That's not what we get paid for. That's not what we get our money for. Our money is to make sure that those kids get taught reading, writing, and arithmetic. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, you heard earlier I was talking about this, how Comer, the FBI, confirmed that the document alleging Biden engagement in the $5 million bribery scheme is from a highly... Now, they say it's from FBI. It's from a highly credible whistleblower. They say it... Now they say it exists. Problem is, it's under investigation, and they need that document, which is why they won't turn it over. So they confirmed that it exists, where for the longest time it did exist. Not true. Right? Unreal. So we allowed them to lie to us. We allowed them to hold us at bay because they're afraid of letting out. They know exactly what it says, and it's going to go even further than that. And look, I realize that not much is going to happen. Come on, let's think about this. Not much is going to happen for a few years. You're not going to impeach anybody with the Senate we have. That's number one. Right? Any of the laws that you pass to help these kids, they're not going to get signed off on either. Joey B's not going to sign them. Matter of fact, his handlers are not going to let him sign them. You know that. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So these are all exercises to get the information out there, because you know that C-SPAN and so forth, they'll all cover this. Because it's exactly that. Right? They're going to have to cover those trials, cover those hearings. It'd be too hard for them not to. All right, before this gets away from me. The USPS, has come out with a report. And I was telling Kimberly about this earlier on the show. And if you want to know what it's all about, you've got to come back tomorrow. Seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting out my voice. Sounds like I've been sucking on rocks. We'll be back here tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and stay safe.